जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम् एवं यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन। जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम्। जन्म कर्म भगवद गीता 4.9 माय अपीयरेंस एंड माय एक्टिविटीज। च मे दिव्यम्। दिव्यम मीन्स डिवाइन ट्रांसेंडेंटल। एवं यो वेत्ति तत्वतः। एवं यो वन हु नोज वेत्ति नोज देम टू बी इन ट्रूथ। व्हाट डज ही नो देम टू बी इन ट्रूथ। तत्वतः ही नोज देम टू बी दिव्यम। ही नोज अंडरस्टैंड्स देम एक्चुअली टू बी दिव्यम। त्यक्त्वा देहम ऑन गिविंग अप द बॉडी पुनर्जन्म नैति दैट पर्सन विल नॉट टेक बर्थ अगेन। मामेति सो अर्जुन बट विल अटेन मी। नाउ देयर आर मेनी सिग्निफिकेंट पॉइंट्स इन दिस वर्स। दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम इन द भगवद गीता देयर कृष्णा सेज मामेति च पर्सन विल अटेन मी। कृष्णा हैज टॉक्ड अबाउट एन इटर्नल डेस्टिनेशन वंस बिफोर इन द सेकंड चैप्टर व्हेन ही हैज स्टेटेड that padam gacchanti anamayam, that they will attain padam gacchanti, they will attain that destination which is anamayam, which is actually free from all misery. So that was 2.51. now what that anamayam, the abode free from misery, is what that destination is, Krishna has not mentioned. But that destination is indicated here in mameti. They come to me. And how that coming to me is not just coming to some heavenly abode, which is a better material abode but temporary, that is indicated by the point that punarjanma naiti. There is no rebirth over there. Rather, this is a return to Krishna. The attainment of Krishna is not a rebirth, but it is a release from rebirth. Now, even when somebody attains the devatas abodes, so there also that attainment is temporary, as Krishna will tell in the 7th chapter. But attainment of Krishna is an eternal attainment. And understanding this is vital for keeping our heart's devotion fixed on Him. So now, what is it that we have to do to attain this extraordinary thing, release from rebirth? Punarjanma naiti mameti. What do we have to do for that? Tattvataha. We have to know vetti tattvataha. We have to know in truth. So now when we say no in truth, that usage indicates that there is something which is knowing in untruth or knowing in semi-truth. So we have to avoid those such partial knowing or pseudo-knowing. And along with that, we have to know, instead of that, we have to know properly. And what is that proper knowledge? Krishna said that also. Divyam. That to understand my janma karma, my appearance and activities as divya. Now the word divya, it indicates some higher truth. Now essentially it means transcendental. The word divine can be used, but divine can also be used to refer to anything of a higher level. So devata's activities can also be called as divine sometimes. Although specifically the word divine refers to that connected with God, but in the context where there are demigods also, sometimes the Indra's celestial abode it is called. So celestial is generally used to refer to the heavenly. The spiritual or transcendental is used to refer to Krishna's abode, and divine can be used for both. Sometimes the divine delights refer to heavenly pleasures, and sometimes it can refer to spiritual happiness also. So either way, the important point is that Krishna is eternal and we have to understand him to be eternal. So he is, so here divine refers to transcendental. Krishna is eternal and transcendental, and when we understand that his activities and his appearance is not ordinary. Now, why is Krishna suddenly talking about Janma Karma Chame Divyam? Actually, Krishna, Arjuna asked Krishna that how did you give this knowledge to the sun god? So in response to that question, Krishna told how both of us have gone through many births. And then he started speaking this knowledge that, so he's continued to answer that question, and he said that actually, so fifth verse he said that both of us have gone through many births, I remember them. And then he says that I am the control lord of all beings and I come by my Maya. So I am not under that Maya. Then he describes why he comes in two verses, that is 7 and 8. And now in ninth verse, he's stating that when he comes, his purpose is primarily to elevate people, to educate people, to eliminate their material existence by elevating them to terminate their material existence by elevating them to spiritual existence. And the price for it is to understand Krishna's appearance and activities are transcendent. So Arjuna, don't think that the beginning of my power or beginning of my existence was when I was born. So if you think that aparam bhavato janma, if you think that my appearance was when was just recently, that I am your contemporary, such an understanding is erroneous. But if instead you understand that I am eternal and I descend to this world to enable people to become elevated, to enable people to become liberated, to enable people to attain me. So I descend into this world for that purpose. Of course, he comes to destroy dharma in this world, that's mentioned in the previous verse. But the ultimate purpose of order in this world is to take us out of this world. So 8th and 9th in that are in that sense are connected in organic progression. Krishna comes to establish order, and the purpose of order is to help us get out of the world which is always prone to disorder, and to get out of this world, to get out of the disorderly world, we have to attain his, we have to get an orderly, proper understanding of his position. So now the Bhagavatam describes how even Krishna appeared, he appeared as a fully clothed baby with hair and ornaments, and not just ornaments which ordinary child can wear or clothes which ordinary child can wear. That itself is difficult for, that itself is impossible for a child to do. No child appears like that. But Krishna appeared as more than what a child could be, even after the child was dressed and ornamented, because Krishna also appeared with his manifested a Vishnu form that no child can do, and no parents can decorate the child also to be like that. So Krishna's appearance was like, it was divine. It indicated that he remains in a liberated position. And because he remains in a liberated position, he has the position to liberate us also. And he will liberate us if we turn to him and offer our hearts to him. So the next verse will tell what we need to do, what does Tattvataha understanding require. But this itself is a very significant verse, because the glory of knowing Krishna is talked about, and it is talked about how Krishna is not an ordinary person in the most dramatically relevant way for us. Now, many people may say that, oh, Krishna is this and Krishna is that, but understanding Krishna's extraordinariness has extraordinary spin-offs, extraordinary benefits for us, that it will liberate us. Why? Because when we understand Him in Tattvataha, when we understand Him in truth, then that understanding will naturally lead to loving. You know, how wonderful is this God that He has so much love for me that He descends into this world to try to establish dharma and to ultimately deliver me by the establishment of dharma. And how wonderful is this Lord that He performs such wonderful pastimes with His devotees, in which He subordinates His divinity for the sake of intimacy. Though he is the rightful order giver of everyone, He carries out the order of His parents just for the sake of reciprocating love. So how wonderful is this Lord who loves conditioned souls so selflessly and liberated souls so selflessly. The selflessness in loving conditioned souls is that He comes again and again, even if those souls are neglecting or rejecting Him. And His selflessness in loving the liberated souls is that He subordinates His supreme position so that there can be a wonderful, uninhibited loving reciprocation between Him and His devotees. So when we understand how loving this Lord is, we naturally feel inspired to reciprocate love with Him, to redirect our love towards Him, and to attain a level of reality where we can love Him eternally and relish His love eternally. And such a redirection of our heart naturally takes us back to Him. So that is how, when we know Krishna in truth, when we love, then we love Him, and Krishna sees that we love Him, then He naturally takes us to a place where we can keep loving Him forever and ever. Thank you.